I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Writing your country's constitution is hard. Every word you write carries the direction of the nation. Nepal's been having an especially tough time with it since starting this journey almost a decade ago. An Asian Access partner says massive strikes have shut down parts of the country as demonstrators call for a secular country and freedom of religion. Then,
day before yesterday, what happened is government and all the political leaders, major leaders, decided to give the secularism.
While it's an answer to prayer, the whole process has been swinging back and forth between secular and Hindu nationalism for years. But in 2 weeks, there's a vote on the draft. Ultimately, religious freedom allows A2 to continue training church planters. To that end, please keep praying.
I think it's one of the fastest growing church in Asia.
Even as Nepal struggles for freedom, they're in equal need of salvation. And thanks to World Missionary Press, they're finding it. World Missionary Press prints gospel booklets that anyone can use as a simple tool to share Christ. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press.
Our staff here participated in the Elkhart County Fair in Indiana, which is, I think, the second largest fair of its kind in the country. And we just had tremendous opportunities to have one-on-one discussions with people. We gave coloring books to children, opened doors.
The booklets are planting spiritual seeds, but William says they're also reaping a spiritual harvest.
An older generation will have it, and when the family comes to close up things after this person has passed, this scripture booklet is in there. It's in his Bible, or it's on his bedstand or something, and someone reads it, and it hits.
Want to learn more? We'll find prayer and action points to both of these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? We'll get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, featuring pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.